Since 2005, when ground was broken on USF Sarasota Manatee's new campus, there have been 7 traffic accidents and hundreds of near misses around the school's 3 entrances on U.S. Highway 41. 3 people were killed, including a 35-year-old father of 3 young sons who died in February in a head-on collision. Last week, student body president Andrew Gould and I stood along the road, also known as the Tamiami Trail, and watched as traffic sped past the school's main entrance. Looking both north and south, you could see traffic signals at least a third of a mile away in each direction.
You've got a traffic light up there. You say you got another traffic light back there. Why isn't that good enough for the campus?
Well, there's traffic lights beyond those lights all the way up and down the road. And this section here is the only long section without any lights. So people really open up and put their foot down on the pedal here and really increase their speed.
The speed limit is 50 miles per hour, but most drivers are going at least 10 miles over that. In addition, the road curves so that you can barely see what's coming towards you. Plus, the school almost sneaks up on you if you're unfamiliar with the area.
There's only this one middle turning lane, and there's quite a few businesses next to the school and across the street from the school. So getting into that middle turn lane to come onto campus, oftentimes you'll have to dodge back out into traffic to avoid someone who's coming at you or who wants to turn ahead of you, and then go right back into that turn lane to try to get to school.
The road is so dangerous, Gould adds, that buses approaching from the south won't even make the left turn onto campus.
The bus drop-off is across the street for the northern bus that comes up from Sarasota, and they'd have to walk all the way across 3 lanes of traffic each way, including the middle turn lane.
There are no crosswalks either, making the trip dangerous for bus riders, including at least one student Gould says has to navigate a wheelchair across the road. Speaking in his office, Gould says that the school has pushed local and state government for years for some sort of change to the situation.
Everyone agrees that there should be something done about it, but we've got resistance constantly from FDOT saying that there just isn't enough traffic to justify the installation of the light. That's been the main opposition.
So acting on student requests, the student government started a petition asking Governor Rick Scott to approve the installation of a traffic light at the main entrance. In just 2 weeks, over 1,000 people signed it. That petition was brought to Tallahassee during the current legislative session, where it drew a response. Casey Welch, the university's director of government and community relations, says that this week, lawmakers agreed to start working with the Florida Department of Transportation to find funding for traffic controls. And Welch adds school officials will soon sit down with FDOT and Manatee County government to determine what controls will be put in and where.
Is it using the 2 outer entrances? Is it focusing on the main inner entrance? And that's where we are in this next step of the process. But the overall issue is providing safety for those who go in and out of our campus on a daily basis.
Reached by phone after this arrangement was announced, Andrew Gould called it a win for the students, the community, and the process.
We brought this up into the halls of the legislature, and they have responded by recognizing that there is a safety issue here on our campus and on the road in front of it, and they want to work with us and work together in order to remedy that situation.
The first formal meeting between school and transportation officials should take place within the next few weeks. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.